Ludlow Motors is a family-owned business, proud to have been serving motorists in Shropshire and the West Midlands for just over 70 years. So they're celebrating their 70th anniversary. So we popped just next door and spoke to Luke Bennersley from sales and asked him when the group was formed.
The group was formed many years ago, right back into the 50s, 1953. We've been going since a privately owned family group since all that time.
So when did Ludlow Motors come about?
Ludlow, I think, formed in 1987, 88. I could be a bit wrong in there. I know it's the 80s. But yeah, we set up a shop in Ludlow back in the 80s. And as I said, the group started in the 50s, actually down in Worcester, in Hilton Road, actually. We set up shop there in 1963. Evolved from there.
So why did the group decide on Ludlow?
I think we were wanting to be part of the local community. There was a lot of ties in Ludlow as well with the family, and we wanted to be in a more rural position rather than the cities to date.
So what are the aims and values of Ludlow Motors in how it deals with its customers?
We've got a great customer foundation base where we're very loyal to the local community, and we get that loyalty back from the customers. Not just one car, two car, three car purchases, family, friends, and the workshop reflect that in the amount of work that they do from one year to the next, just bigger and bigger.
So I think every business over the last couple of three years, have had some challenges with the likes of COVID to the economy recovering for itself. So what are the current challenges in the motor industry?
Absolutely. I think since COVID, I think the world's changed. I think we've all changed. I think we've had to think different, approach things different. And I think really with the help and support of the local community, you know, we've risen to the challenge and we've overcome it. And hopefully people are still coming back to us, which they are. And, you know, it's starting to settle down now and we're getting back to what is normal.
So with regards to COVID, then a lot of people move to online purchasing for most products, including cars. So are people coming back into the showroom, or are you finding a lot of people are still buying online, or is it kind of 50-50?
Right at the start, I think it was all unknown territory. So we were having to adapt the business. We weren't fully open. I think for us, we're very lucky where we are. We did have clientele that wanted to come in, touch, feel the vehicles, and we just had to do it a little different. Has it gone back to normal? What is normal? Because everyone inquires different. Everyone is now online. Everyone has technology, information at the touch of their fingers. It's just a way of adapting. We've had to adapt to meet our customers' needs. But yeah, onwards and upwards.
So it's the 70th anniversary this year. And what have you been getting up to?
Absolutely. We held a 70th birthday celebration invitation a couple of weeks ago. We actually had one guest to us, which you can see that online. We had Beryl. She came and celebrated her special birthday with us as well. And we had a few drinks, some party food and some cake.
So what are the future plans then for Ludlow Motors? What have you got coming up?
Future plans, yes. I'm sure we'll run some more events. We'll run some fun and exciting stuff on the old social media Facebook page. I think that'll be more towards the summer and Halloween. And as the company goes, we'll just progress on and expand as and when need to be.
So here's a little test for you. How many cars do you think you've sold at Ludlow Motors over the last 70 years?
Oh, now you're testing me. Thousands. Lots.
So can you give us a story of maybe one of the best sales that you've ever done, or any story that kind of stands out for you since you've been here at Ludlow Motors?
There's that many. Let's try and choose one, narrow it down. It would probably be where we do things a little different. We know we can't do it for everyone, but we try to. Balloons, celebrations, most memorable one. It's not the one, it's when they come back and they have three or four vehicles off us, because they're coming back over and over again.
Is there any one customer that does stand out?
Everyone's got their own unique characters. Is there one person that stands out? Everyone's a superstar in my eyes.
Good answer. The changeover now from obviously petrol, diesel cars to electric. How is that going?
It's new. It's a new era we're all venturing into. Everyone's on their mind is cost of living, cost of everything. I think with the offers that we've got as a brand, they're pretty awesome. But also, yeah, electric is the way it's revolving. We do a range of EV, so they're full in electric plug-in vehicles, but also we do the mild hybrids. But it's on everyone's mind. Everyone is thinking, what do I do for the future? What do I do to save the environment? And everyone's thinking of cost.
So to round off, give us Ludlow Motors in a nutshell.
I mean, as I said, we've been going since the 50s. We've even got the group. I've been here 18 years. I did the maths earlier. I had to count backwards. We've expanded. We've got a workshop that are fully up and running. They're all local lads, and they've all gone for the apprenticeship scheme, which we support very heavily. Great place to work.
Now, a lot of you that are here at Ludlow Motors have been here many years, and I guess that's important.
So, yeah, for us, it's all... you probably have your first job here, you pass your driving test here, and you fade with the furniture. it's a very loyal group. I think the foundations for the business are very solid. I've worked for the family, as I said, 18 years. Some of the staff members, well, Roger... 50, 60 years he's been doing this job, but he loves it. Don't have a lot of staff turnover. Most people tend to retire.
Luke, thanks for your time and good luck with the rest of your 70th anniversary here at Ludlow Motors.